Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Blooming English from Ago Garden. Today we'll be exploring phrasal verbs. First, we should define what a phrasal verb is. So, what is a phrasal verb? Phrasal verbs are verb combinations that make your English more flexible and adaptable. A phrasal verb is a verb made up of a main verb and one or more particles that together create a new meaning distinct from the individual words. Phrasal verbs are very common in English. Some examples of phrasal verbs are: get up, get up, calm down, calm down, look forward to, look forward to, come across, come across, put up, put up, break into, break into. Okay, now that we know what a phrasal verb is, let's look at how they are used in more detail. One common usage of phrasal verbs is to express everyday actions or routines. Let's examine a few examples. Example 1. I usually wake up at 7 a.m. and get up immediately. I usually wake up at 7 a.m. and get up immediately. Explanation. In this sentence, the phrasal verb wake up means to stop sleeping and become conscious, while get up means to physically leave the bed. Example 2. Could you please turn on the lights before putting out the candles? Could you please turn on the lights before putting out the candles? Explanation. Here, the phrasal verb turn on means to activate or switch on the lights, but put out means to extinguish the candles. Example 3. Don't forget to jot down the important details in your notebook so you can keep up with the meeting next week. Don't forget to jot down the important details in your notebook, so you can keep up with the meeting next week. Explanation. In this sentence, the phrasal verb write down means to record or write down information, and keep up means to stay at the same level as someone or something. In this example, the speaker emphasizes the action of noting important details.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Another usage of phrasal verbs is to express emotions or states of mind. Let's explore a few more examples to understand this usage better. Example 1. She broke down in tears when she heard the news. She broke down in tears when she heard the news. Explanation. In this sentence, the phrasal verb broke down means to lose control of emotions and burst into tears. It vividly portrays the speaker's reaction to the sad news. Example 2. I always cheer up when I listen to music. I always cheer up when I listen to music. Explanation. Here, the phrasal verb cheer up means to become happier or more optimistic. Example 3. He brushed off the criticism and continued with his work. He brushed off the criticism and continued with his work. Explanation. In this sentence, the phrasal verb brush off means to dismiss or ignore criticism. It emphasizes the man's ability to ignore negative feedback and remain focused on his work. Lastly, phrasal verbs are also commonly used to describe actions or events in a more dynamic and idiomatic way. Let's examine a few examples of this usage. Example 1. We need to carry out the plan as soon as possible. We need to carry out the plan as soon as possible. Explanation. In this sentence, the phrasal verb carry out means to execute or implement a plan. It emphasizes the active and purposeful nature of the action. Example 2. The police are looking into the case of the missing person. The police are looking into the case of the missing person. Explanation. Here, the phrasal verb look into means to investigate or examine a particular matter. It conveys the proactive approach taken by the police to gather information about the missing necklace. Example 3. The concert was called off due to bad weather. The concert was called off due to bad weather. Explanation. In this sentence, the phrasal verb called off means to cancel or postpone an event. That concludes our lesson on phrasal verbs. By incorporating these verb combinations into your vocabulary, you can add depth and versatility to your English expressions. Remember to practice using phrasal verbs in context to reinforce your understanding and improve your fluency. They will greatly enrich your English communication skills. Join us at Ego Garden to learn and practice many more phrasal verbs. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Blooming English. We hope you found this lesson informative and inspiring. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore another important part of the English language.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.